You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yes, you're tuned into 95BFM. Now, Equalise My Vocals is a new campaign set to fix New Zealand music's gender problems, brought to you by the lovely Coco Solid and Trixie Darko. I spoke to Trixie earlier this week to learn a little more about how this project came about.
Equalise My Vocals is basically a project talking about gender inequality and actually kind of all inequalities across the board in music, and that's you know, in terms of industry levels as well as community level, and yeah, basically wanting to kind of find solutions rather than just talk about it as well, finding solutions to try and get the New Zealand music community to a better kind of spot in terms of equality across the board.
Did your collaboration with the spin-off kind of stem from that then?
Well, with Coco doing the interviews, like the written interviews are like semi-rehearsed and then they're edited by her and then edited by the subject and then proofed by the spin-off, so they end up sounding pretty intense. And that kind of, yeah, they were the ones that were like, we want to get crowdfunding so that, you know, you can put on this summit that you wanted to put on, that New Zealand Music Month wouldn't back. And yeah, that's kind of how that all came into play.
And obviously, Equalise My Vocals kind of seeks to touch on the gender inequalities within the music scene. Are you currently in a band?
Me and Jess are both in Bad Energy, but I'm doing solo music at the moment because I'm based in Melbourne. I've literally just come over here to help organise the actual events of Equalise My Vocals.
Oh, true. Can you kind of recall a time you experienced sexism or sexual assault on stage or off?
Yeah, many, many times. I wouldn't even know where to begin. It's just kind of like a really unfortunate common thing for many people in different ways. I mean, I was involved in the Andrew Tidball article back last year, so there was that sort of things in terms of like that level of interactions, as well as kind of other things, just going to shows and, you know, unwelcome touching and that kind of thing. It's just kind of a commonplace thing, which is disgusting because it shouldn't be commonplace, obviously, which is why we're doing this, to try and change things.
A safer venue is a priority then.
Yeah, absolutely. And not just like the venues, just like people that run shows, and people on the lineups. You know, when you change the environment, you kind of change what comes into that environment, and making people more aware of safer spaces, and you know, really trying to change up the climate in which we've kind of been given in terms of New Zealand music and going to gigs and everything like that.
And I know for this you're like trying to talk to a wider range of women across the music scene, which is really cool. Along with sexism in the industry and on a community level, are racial inequalities also something you're looking to address?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, both me and Jess are people of colour, so it kind of goes hand in hand. It's inescapable. And also, you know, not just women. We're wanting to highlight the fact that, you know, there are trans and non-binary artists out there, and New Zealand is really hostile for that kind of, for, you know, people like that. You know, it's not just about women anymore, and like, you know, equality for women is totally still a thing that we're still fighting for, but I think if we can get equality for all genders, then it would just make much more sense.
Yeah, for sure. And what did you, kind of touching on that a little bit more, what did you make of Aradhana declining her Urban Award at the New Zealand Music Awards?
Oh, I thought that was really brilliant. We really wanted her on one of the panels, but you know, there's a lot of loopholes you kind of have to jump through to get in contact with someone like Aradhana. So the panels are coming up on the Friday and Saturday this week, 5th and 6th of May. And on the first panel, we've got Te Moana Rapley. We also have Nikolai, Kat Saunders, Duckling Monster, Leonie Hayden.
Ah, love Leonie.
Yeah, totally. So it's the first panel, and then the second panel is Melody Thomas from RN's Radio New Zealand, Randa, Karen Hay, Geneva Alexander Masters, and Lucy Bela. It's a bit of a mix of people, and, you know, we wanted people from all kind of generations, genres, just, you know, trying to have a really broad focus on the on who we wanted to speak to kind of all be aiming for the same thing.
Mm. Yeah, it sounds like you've got a real kind of wide range of people coming in for this. Kind of touching on that a little bit more, what's the thought on inclusive lineups? I feel they're kind of a big point of tension when these conversations come up.
Totally. I mean, I'm living in Melbourne at the moment, and I fortunately live in a pretty like privileged kind of queer and trans non-binary bubble where, you know, I can go to a gig and there's, you know, there's more than likely a lineup where everyone is trans, which is kind of unfathomable here in New Zealand because, you know, I can name like the four visible trans people in the music industry. And inclusive lineup need to be at the forefront because therefore the crowd is more inclusive. It's all these trickle-down kind of domino effects. When you really think about it, you know, once one thing is kind of inclusive, it kind of just makes sense that everything else surrounding it is inclusive.
Yeah, for sure. Like, where would the music scene, like, even be without women performing, producing, broadcasting, promoting, right?
Absolutely. Mm. Totally. Behind the scenes and on stage as well is really important to kind of foster those environments where it is safe and where it is encouraged for, you know, wahine and people of colour and trans people, etc., to actually feel they belong and are actually worthy and have value in those positions.
So I guess, like, finally, what are you kind of hoping to achieve with this series?
I guess what we were wanting to achieve is that there is a paradigm shift in New Zealand music and that we don't have to have articles like we did with the spin-off of it was Andrew Tidball again, where we don't have situations like that happen ever again, as well as, you know, more opportunities are given to the less privileged in New Zealand society to make music, to know how to get funding, to know how to DJ, all these things that kind of also like don't really seem that accessible to some people. And I think that's partly what I want to achieve anyway, is definitely having those kinds of creative mediums be accessible to everyone.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.